and staff of Guardian Networks.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. I don't know if you're familiar with this voice, but this is Jay in your company, and I am honored to share the mic with my brother, Mr. Kendrick Swan. You might know us from a little TV show called Happy Foods 242. We are damn boys. Kenny, you got come on, like you got to really like come out of your shell.
We be on TV sometimes, that's all. Don't worry about it.
So we're here to keep your company this morning. Very, very light conversation today. You know what yesterday was? It was big all over town. There were parties, the hotels were blocked up, bucked up. Everything was on the screen. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about the commercials. We're going to talk about FTX had one of the biggest, I would say, more entertaining.
That was sweet.
Commercials, and we're going to talk about their role here in sports in the Bahamas. But firstly, I cannot start the show without actually, what's the word? Identifying or sending a shout out to all those today that they're celebrating Valentine's Day. I want to say happy Valentine's Day to all the mothers.
Definitely.
To all the wives, to all the sweethearts. To all the girlfriends, happy Valentine's Day. From Jay,
Kenny.
And Kenny, and Guardian Radio AM. So give me a run for my money. Spend bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. Just love. I wanna be with you.
I wanna be with you. won't pressure you none. I want your blessing today. Oh, by the way, open the door, by the way. Tell you that I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I know connection is vague. Pick up the phone for me, babe. Damn it, we jamming. That had a tune for your nanny. Curving your hip from your mammy. Remember, Gardena, I took the studio camera. I know Typo be mad at me. I had to do it. I want your body, your music. I bought the big one to prove it. Look what you made. Told you that I'm on the way. I'm like an exit away. Yep. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still have me? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still have me? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than to. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Can't run for my money. There is nobody, no one that run. So can you run for my money? It's been bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
It looked like P-Ron might have had a shot to make the grab, but the Rams now running down to celebrate with a defensive play.
And guess who? Guess who? I mean, you don't even have to think about it. Do not even have to think.
And that was the play that ended the game. It came down to the wire, decided in the final 2 minutes of the game. Did you expect that yesterday? Did you expect? Because a lot of people were talking. You expected a blowout?
Yeah, I actually did.
Do you think that Odell Beckham going down changed the complexity of the game? Because I personally do.
Because they would have got torched the whole game because you can't guide Cup and OBJ. There's no way you could guide both those people.
Well, I'm going to open up the phone line for all my football heads. Did you expect that? Do you think Odell's absence actually changed the complexity of the game? Do you think Burrow's blew it? Is Burrow's going to be a new Dan Marino?
I wouldn't say that.
You don't think he's going to be
a
new Dan Marino?
No, because they have a lot of young talent. All they got to do is get a couple of pieces.
They have Chase.
They need O-line.
They have Mixon.
They need O-line. The problem is they couldn't protect him. They could protect him. They had the ring. So if they could guard and slow down Aaron Donald, they would win. Because they was moving the chains versus that crazy defense. They're making Ramsey look terrible.
Yeah, they did.
So
Ramsey and Miller showed up in the final.
And their defense
in the final
is holding it down because they barely were scoring points on them.
That is true.
So if they had the old line, they would have the ship, bro. They would have the ship.
Do you agree with Kenny? Do you agree if they had an old line, if, that's a big if, because you know old lines are not hard. I mean, they're not easy to come by. It's not like, oh, I could, you know, magically make this happen.
Well, they expected him to get an O-line, but they got Chase. You can't complain about it because Chase been balling the whole year. He basically got them there. But at the end of the day, you got to protect your franchise. So that's the thing. You really got to protect your franchise.
You can text in and let us know how you feel about yesterday's Super Bowl, 422-4796. Or you could join us and join this conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. The final score, 23-20. I got someone saying that, Jay, the Super Bowl halftime show was one of the best ever. Dr. Dre produced a great halftime show showcasing rap and hip-hop icons. And let's not forget about Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige killed her performance. 50 Cent looked like a whole dollar hanging from the ceiling.
My boy really was porky. They was trying to figure out why 50 wasn't invited. Then he made the special guest. So
right.
It worked out.
Eminem paid homage to Kaepernick with the kneel. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the NFL thought. I don't know what the NFL actually thought. Telling Eminem, who's been a rebel, who's always going against the grain, who defies authority, you're going to tell him you cannot kneel. What do you think he was
going to
do? What did you think he was going to do?
Do nothing to the man once he on stage.
But that was a lot of people are saying that was the best halftime show,
yeah,
period.
That was sweet. The best part about it wasn't too long. It was short and sweet.
It was short and sweet. I wanted more.
That's the best part when it make you want more. Then you know you did a good job.
How could he have added to that? Who should he have added? Do you think
he could have added Ice Cube,
N.W.A.
You know what I'm saying?
Some like, N.W.A.
His origins, pretty much.
Yeah,
he could add a lot of West Coast artists. He could have got
a lot of people were speculating that they were going to have a Tupac hologram. That didn't.
They
happen.
Were saying something about that.
Was it just hype to kind of build views to the for the show?
It was never said by the actual station. It was just like the rumors. So, you know, people are trying to stir something up.
What was your favorite performance? Who was your favorite performer for the night? You could text in at 422-4796. You could call in. The lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4216. 5-9. We're keeping it light. We're talking about the Super Bowl. If you want to come and call in and, you know, send a nice little Valentine something to your little love, you know, you could do that too. We'll accommodate.
Or the side love.
Side love's got theirs pre-weekend, right? Or they have to wait this weekend.
Sometimes
they can't
get
it today.
Club, bro.
They can't. You have the compromise.
Sometimes they got that kind of clout, bro.
Okay, so OBJ, I kind of felt bad that he went down, but I was happy for the fact, one, because I'm a New York Giant fan. I know we've been in the dungeon, we've been in the basement for a while, but OBJ getting his ring last night was a proud look for me, because I didn't like the slander that he was getting for the last couple of years. They labeled him a cancer because he's a bit of an emotional guy.
They're trying to give him that T.O. label, and he really ain't that type of person.
And then they partnered him up with Mayfield. And they were saying that he was the problem. He was washed.
It really looked like Baker's the problem right now.
I don't know what the Browns going to do, but as soon as he left town and had the power to choose where he wanted to go, things changed.
But you gotta look at this though. Where did OBJ come from? Or where did Matthew Stafford come from? Two of the worst franchises in the league. As soon as they get to a good place, they got a
great coaching.
Yeah.
Great culture.
As soon as they
great
get somewhere
city.
Good, you can't say it's where you play. It's what they do for you. Stafford been there for 10 years. He had Megatron. They tried to do some things. He never had no real running back or anything.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he got a squad, he got a ring.
Yeah. First year.
They was calling him a bust because he's a number one pick and all that. As soon as he get a squad, he got a ring. Kyman debated.
And now look at Goff. Look at Goff.
Yeah, Goff looking bad in the light since he over there. He ain't got no one to save him.
Wow. We have a caller on the line. Caller, good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you going to send a special Valentine's Day shout-out to Love, or are you going to jump in on the Super Bowl?
No, I really do the Valentine every day. I cook for my wife every day.
That's what I'm talking
a good
about.
Move
I don't even know if she can cook. But why? I'll tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way the show started this morning, because we have a lot of depressing issues in this country, and we worried about people who make millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the food store, everything is up. I seen fellas beating police yesterday, and y'all talking about the Super Bowl. People who got money. We need some help out here. Give me a chance. I think you've been on before on other shows.
Yes, I have.
Let's talk about the pressing things, what we could try to do out here. Because we can't have them people over there who are making millions.
Now, here's the thing. We're gonna have a couple of minutes. I'm going to get into how we could kind of elevate our society as well. I just wanted to kind of get some of the preliminaries out of the way. We're going to talk about FTX, and we're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about consciousness. And how do we raise our financial literacy? Guardian Radio is a full talk show. Like, you're gonna hear that news every hour on the hour, that depressing stuff. Right now, we're gonna just something light. Just something light. Like, let's keep it light. I have some texts here. Still, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, Eminem 2. The California Love, we really needed that Tupac hologram. They agree. They wanted that Tupac hologram. I always loved Mary J. It was a breath of fresh air to today's rap to just bow down. I thought it was a great way. It was a lot of nostalgia, mm-hmm. And that nostalgia is still relevant today. It connected with a lot of people.
That music is timeless.
I saw a lot of snowflakes were really upset with Eminem, though. When he took the knee, like, this lady, I don't know how she got on my Instagram. I didn't realize I had conservatives like that on my Instagram.
You know they've been mad at them for years.
No, but they really are mad with it because Em was like, so if you didn't like the fact that I took a knee and how much you call in, who actually risked his entire career to shed light, right? And has lost. He hasn't been played. He's still in shape.
Everyone knows the story.
Right? Yeah. Everybody knows the story. If you don't like that and you don't like me or like my music, you can stop listening to me. And she was like,
simple as that.
But we did this with you. We were down with you since 99. And I paid all this money, and that was supposed to be my time to look back on my childhood.
You could look back on a childhood and listen to
and yourself. You still could appreciate it because here's the thing. If you don't understand why he did what he did, why Colin did what he did.
Just missing the point.
You just missing the point. We have more text coming in. Snoop impressed me to... He's a real entertainer. He's been a real entertainer. There was this global cast on Snoop talking about his history and how he kind of changed and turned his life around after the trial incident, trying to go into the mainstream and leave that gangster life behind. And he's done well for himself. I think he's amassed $100 million net worth.
Snoop is basically the Shock of rap. He's everywhere.
Yeah, he's an OG. He's a real OG.
He like the Kevin Hart of rap. He everywhere. Like, you don't deny Snoop. You
him
put
and
Snoop
Kevin
on.
Have some crazy chemistry,
that,
too.
That
show.
On
yes.
Peacock is nice, yeah.
Yes. Someone said they love Mary J.
Yeah, Mary J is killing it.
Hello, Guardian Radio hosts, Jay and Kenny. Thank you. Dr. Dre, Mary J, Snoop Dogg were the best performers at the Super Bowl, and now hip-hop Los Angeles is back on top in the music arena. So, love the halftime show with yesterday's superstars rising again to stardom from the mayor of Grand Bahama. I don't know if they were rising because they're still on the pinnacle. Like, they're still out there, right? And Dr. Dre has really introduced a lot of great acts. Kendrick Lamar was I enjoyed his performances.
That was sweet.
I enjoyed it. And brought in
everything was nice.
50, Kendrick, Snoop.
All the heavy hitters.
Come on, man. Dre really outdid himself.
Yeah, the only thing he's missing was Cube.
And I don't want them to follow up next year with an all-white show. Like, give me somebody else.
Where is it going to be next year?
I don't know.
That's going to play a big pot.
We could do some research and figure out where the next
pot.
Hey, guys. Had a quick question about the Super Bowl, kind of. If I remember correctly, there was a guy who had bet $4 million on the Bengals to win.
Yeah.
Ooh, $4 million on the Bengals to almost win?
He won. I can't remember his last name.
I heard that the bet, he bet another $4 million against on the Bengals to win again last night and lost. Can anyone of you confirm this? Kenny, you're the betting guy. You know how to do these things.
If you took the Bengals by the point spread, it was good.
True.
Now, if you took them to win, then you're going to cry in the cop.
True. If you did take the spread.
It was good.
Come on.
I know a lot of people probably were sad. Because
it was what, a plus? It was a plus four?
Plus four, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it was straight. That's easy money.
It was straight. Regardless of the game, however it would have ended, it would have been good.
Didn't Drake bet Bitcoin on?
He took the Rams.
Yeah.
So I think he moneylined them, though, so it was good.
So Drake is winning again.
That boy been betting heavy.
And you know Odell is his boy.
Yeah. He got a little sponsorship now, so he be betting all the time, posting his bets.
Mm.
And he did had another bet for OBJ to score, so before OBJ went out, he did him a solid.
I see we have a caller on the line. You could patch him through. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, guys. Doing Sparky here.
Sparky! Long time no hear, man. What's going on?
Yeah. You know, I miss you. Guys, luck on your new show. First of all.
Thank you so much.
But, I don't usually go out at a given moment. I don't usually go out to watch the Super Bowl. I normally prefer to stay home alone and just watch it back and hear everything, see everything, and all that type of stuff. And you go out with the crowds, everybody ends up talking about other things, politics, this and that and that.
Yeah.
The noise gets overbearing sometimes.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And then you end up not really looking at the game anymore.
Because
you get involved with drawing and this and that and the next.
Yeah, for sure.
But yesterday, somehow, I got pulled out of the house by some friends.
Had a good time.
Jersey ended up off Fire Trail Road by a nice little club.
All right.
You know, beautiful people, beautiful setting and everything.
Nice.
But right, something happened with their internet right at halftime.
Ooh. That's the big show.
We missed the entire halftime.
Oh.
The screen just went on a freeze, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. And so we decided to leave to go home, so I never saw the halftime.
Yeah, appreciate you, Sparky. Thank you for the support. I really appreciate it. And you know what? Here's the thing. This happens, and we talk sports during drive time. It's going to be very entertaining, and everybody's going to have their say.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep it light. We're going to keep it very entertaining. Everybody's going to have their say, whether they are on the text line or on the phone lines. And the text, if you want to jump in on the show and let us know what you thought about the Super Bowl, about the game, because we're going to get into the commercials after this break. You could text in right now at 422-4796. You could call in at 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. I have another text. Great show as usual. I will pay y'all not to let until I call the show. What is it? If Antoine calls the show, oh, God. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the commercials because you cannot have the Super Bowl without the game, obviously,
sure.
Without the halftime show, which was spectacular by
wonderful.
All accounts, but those commercials, $7 million a spot. And guess what? We had one company that just came to the Bahamas that spent a bag, FTX and sports. We're going to talk about that next.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio, good morning. I see the phone lines are lighting up. I see the text lines are going. But before we continue this show, before we get into the FTX, before we get into the commercials, let us just take a minute to just breathe. Ooh, sah. This is supposed to be a very light show. We're supposed to be reminiscing about all the fun we had yesterday, whether you secured the bag. Let's keep it light. Let's not launch any personal attacks on anybody. Let's just keep it light. Now, let me congratulate the Los Angeles Rams. Stafford, OBJ, Cup. Someone got engaged yesterday. So from the Bengals, even though they didn't get a ring,
yeah,
he gave a ring. I hope he gave that ring with a prenup. I hope he gave that ring with a prenup. But let me congratulate my guys by playing the LA Anthem. All I do is win. DJ Khaled on Guardian Radio AM.
DJ Khaled.
now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere, what they saying, loot is back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Ludiak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like Urban, tight like a million. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the already. Never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South's champion. Cause all I do,
all I do is win. And they stay there, yeah. And they say yeah.
Guardian Radio AM, good morning. The text line is going. Just had to comment about the performance last night. To be honest, to me it was good, but I still wouldn't say it was amongst the greatest one within the last 10 years for sure. My top performances would be Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Maroon 5. I would not put Maroon 5 in that top.
No.
Beyonce for sure.
Beyonce was dope.
Gaga was dope.
Yeah.
My boy, Weekend was
Weekend was popping.
The Weekend was popping. The Weekend was popping. So definitely Dr. Dre shows in the top five. Definitely would take Maroon 5 out of that. And you can't forget the Super Bowl that kind of brought me home to the Giants. Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
That first Brady loss. Key. That was key. That's still the top. Yeah, support for Dwight, man. He's very disrespectful to Dwight. Very shameful. Suck my teeth. So support for Dwight coming through on the text. Hey, Jay, nice to have you back on air again. We are aware of the social issues in our communities and, in fact, in the entire world. If we don't get to the point where we can take personal accountability, i.e., I am going to love my neighbor, my colleagues, as I love myself, honor our parents, with the dignity that they deserve, despite how they may have raised us. The world is ours. Social issues will never get better. Thank you for keeping it light. I only watch Hallmark movies, aka my time to breathe. Hallmark, LMN, you know what? You should get Showtime. Watch some of those 50 Cent shows. They've been very entertaining. 50 Cent has diversified his portfolio.
I thought 50 is on FX.
No, it's Showtime.
You sure about that?
No, stars.
Yeah.
Stars.
Power stars.
All his, like, he's amazing. Love him. And P.S. Everyone got fought except for Snoop and Eminem.
Yeah, I ain't never seen Snoop fight in my life, so.
But apart from that, all my black peoples look good because I know all of them probably in their 50s. They are. It was a very old show.
Everyone except Kendrick.
Even closer to 60, yet they still look very, very young. Can't nobody tell me black people aren't a strong species. Definitely agree. They killed the show. I think the combined age of all the performers was 268 years.
That's crazy.
With the net worth to back it. Like,
of course.
I think Mary J is the brokest on that.
You might be right.
I'm not telling you.
Between her and Kendrick.
That Diddy deal didn't do her any favors.
Between her and Kendrick.
All right. But right now, we're going to talk shift the culture just a little bit. Let's talk about commercials. Because the Super Bowl is about the commercials. They spent a bag on it. $7 million a spot. We had a lot of notable ones. The Mannings will continue to be the king of media post-retirement. Eli and
NFL
Payton,
family.
They are hilarious. They spent a bag on their commercials. But one set of commercials that really stood out for me, namely because we have that company here, FTX. FTX spent a bag. It was hilarious and entertaining, and it really, really brought to the forefront in front of millions that cryptocurrency is here.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrency is a new innovation. It is non-intimidating. It is very easy to use, and they will be leading the way.
And they ain't going nowhere.
And they ain't going nowhere. And they will be leading the way to make it palatable for everybody and accessible for everybody. Play that commercial for me with my Curb Your Enthusiasm friend.
I call it the wheel.
I don't think so.
What does it do?
It rolls.
Yeah, so does a bagel, okay? A bagel you can eat.
One of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Brother David, behold, it's a fork.
I got 10 forks right here, baby.
Am I right?
Yes.
Huh?
My lord?
What is it?
A toilet, my lord.
A toilet? You expect this court to do its business inside? We're not animals. We go outside like humans.
It's coffee. It's new.
Oh, it's awful.
You don't like it?
I'm all jittery and feel like I got a big job coming on.
Hancock, you sign first.
No, King! Gentlemen, have you taken leave of your senses?
The people shall have the right to vote.
Even the stupid ones?
Yes.
Stupid people vote?
Yes.
Ha!
Edison, can I be honest with you?
It stinks.
Does your wife know what's going on here?
She knows I go to work.
You're wasting your time, and it's sad.
You might as well put the dishes in the shower.
Hey, Catherine, what's cooking?
We're putting the man on the moon.
Are you out of your mind? I can't even get tuna without celery. Nobody's gone to the moon, ever.
Why not?
It's too far. It's far. It's really far. It's far.
我々の未来はポータブルミュージックです.
バカか! バカか! わかるだろう? わかるだろう? わかるだろう?
Like I was saying, it's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
You're definitely going to be wrong about FTX, and you're definitely going to be wrong about crypto. Crypto. Definitely is here to stay. It's moving in a big way. It's a lot of adoption.
It's buzzing.
A lot of adoption. I remember when Bitcoin was a dollar, man. And I kicked myself every single day. I remember when people were around here like a cult. You know those people that sell the gold bars thing? It's always like you ask questions like always like a secret. Like, let's come to this meeting here on this sketchy place. And that's what turned me off from it when I was a dollar. Mm-hmm. And now that I look at it, because I'm into crypto now. I'm not with FTX yet. I have a nice little portfolio. It's done well, mm-hmm. right? It's hovering. It was as high as 60,000 last year, and it's hovering at its new corrected all-time high of about $44,000 a coin.
That's sweet right there.
In, what, 10, 13 years? That's insane.
Yeah, that's a big jump.
Great guard against inflation, but I don't want to have this conversation just yet. But FTX spent a bike. They're here in the Bahamas. How can FTX help to shape our sports programs? There are some whispers going around. I kind of caught a clip. I was in the right place at the right time looking at one of my good friends editing an interview with the new Minister of Sports. Uh-huh. But there's some whispers going around about introducing American football into Bahamian schools.
Listen, I wish we had that.
I had a very
when I was younger.
Did you play flag football?
Yeah, I play flag.
That's becoming very, very popular right now.
Very popular.
So we're definitely going to have some of those flag football girls here.
True.
To talk. You said true like true.
True.
I'm trying to talk to them. Right? Happy Valentine's Day to all the flag football girls. I'm happily married, by the way. Kenny's the only single one.
Facts.
No dispute there. We have some more texts coming through. This one says that halftime show put them right to sleep. If it wasn't for you, it wasn't for you. I don't know how you could sleep during that. I don't know. Wow. The Crip walking, I loved it. I loved the set.
This set was dope as hell.
I thought it was. I loved Eminem's piece. I loved Mary J. Blige. Definitely will always enjoy.
Yeah, everything tied to the music videos, like 50.
Yeah,
doing the gym stuff, even though he was heavier. You
know what I'm saying? Lot heavier, but it's okay. He was able to pull it off quite seamlessly. But we have to start thinking outside of the box. I saw something the other day that kind of really irked me with the men's national team not having enough funds to go to this qualifier, and they put out this press release that they were going to pretty much yank them from an Olympic qualifier because they didn't have enough money. And we have to start thinking outside of the box when it comes to raising funds outside of South Outs and outside of poorly planned events.
Yeah, little raffles
and
stuff.
And begging the people. Yeah. We have to start managing funds and investments.
Definitely.
To raise money. And here it is. You have a young man under the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's a billionaire. Right? Has brought his company here. Is spending a bag on Super Bowl commercials. And we're here
trying to figure out what
nickel and diamond. Yeah. Like, what is, like, help us to help ourselves. Where is the educational reform, financial literacy workshops to help our community to help themselves, especially when it comes to sports development? Because here's the thing. Sports is the greatest opportunity for the Bahamas. We had the Sports in Paradise campaign, and I hope they bring it back. Yeah. I would love to see more NBA teams here. Definitely the fact that they brought back the College Bowl.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, supporting them more, too.
Yeah, definitely. We have to actually, I think we have to fall in love, I think, with sports. I think
you know
we
do, especially with our, though?
What's that?
We need to have that at a time that people can actually go, because they do it when people are at work. That's the biggest issue. They have a chance to do it at night.
And then it's always around like the Christmas rush.
Yeah, right? You got to do it when you got a chance to get off
planning.
Your job. Yeah, get off your job and go to the game versus sneaking out because you got a ticket, or if you off, you could go.
Yeah.
That's
in the cool of the evening,
yeah.
Please? Not in the hot sun?
Because, you know, we only get like a month of fake winner, and that's about it.
Yeah. But hopefully this isn't our last time hosting this particular show, because I like the fact that it's light. You have all day. You have from when Dwight comes on in the morning until the last show signs on to hear all the depressing stuff. All that depressing stuff. And it's relevant to stay in the know. Definitely you have to stay in the know. But sometimes you do have to take a break. You have to breathe. You have to say woosa. If you have any ideas on how we can evolve our product, evolve our sports program, things that we need to introduce in schools. Do we need to rebrand and rethink what our national sport is?
Bro, that's the craziest thing. I haven't been to school. People haven't been to school. How much times you ever held a cricket bat or had a cricket ball and actually tried to learn the national sport? Why is that the national sport?
Okay, definitely have this text coming in. Good morning. Just caught your show after the break. Quick suggestion. After the break, could you please announce the name of the show, who you are, and who is your guest? Your voice sounds familiar, but just can't place it, the name with the voice. Well, the show is Guardian Radio AM. Sitting in the booth with me is Mr. Kendrick Strong, a.k.a. Kenny, one of the producers and editors for Happy Foods 242 and a longtime friend of mine. And if you're not familiar with the voice, this is Jay. Jay from Hot 91.7, the Morning Madhouse show. Or more familiar, a couple of years ago, I was right in this same booth with the Natural Empress with Free Your Mind. Crazy, crazy Jay. That's who this is. I was asked to just sit in for a minute, just to do a quick recap on the Super Bowl, and I want to thank everybody that called in. I want to thank everybody that came in and showed support via text, because I think it was a great game. I definitely think it was a good game. I definitely expected the blowout, but you know, Injuries are a part of the game.
I mean, it's better that it wasn't a blowout because then it wouldn't be nothing to really talk about.
Yeah, that's true. So, it came down to the final 2 minutes. It came down to a lot.
That's what you won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you definitely won that lot. Because if that dude had made that catch, we could be talking about something totally different.
That would have been a sweet catch, too.
Yeah, because I've seen Patrick Mahomes do that. I've seen Eli be tugged down and then break away to make the helmet catch.
Two crazy passes.
Yeah. So we've seen, I think it was very, very entertaining from start to finish. Mm-hmm. The NFL is a great product.
Yeah.
And I think we as a country need to pay attention. We probably won't host a Super Bowl.
Nah.
But we definitely can and will have players. And you notice what I said. We will have Bahamians winning Super Bowls in the shortest order.
Do we really have one?
Who?
Philip Dorsett.
Who?
Philip Dorsett.
Philip Dorsett.
He used to play for the Patriots. All they do is win, so he had a ring.
So we do have a Super Bowl champion. Yeah. How long ago was that? Do you remember?
That was when they played the Rams.
Oh, so the Rams not only got they gave us one.
I think he won with the Falcon game too when they came back from 2083 because he was on the Patriots then.
Oh, so he has he got a couple, multiple.
Who's Brady, bro?
Yeah, Brady.
So you're gonna get rings, you got Brady. You're gonna get something.
That is true. That is true. Who do you want in this? Who do you like? I know it's early because we haven't seen anybody. We don't know what the new rosters will look like. We don't know how the coaching staff is gonna think. But if you had to pick who's coming out of the AFC next year, do the Bengals have a chance?
They are not going back.
They're not going back.
They're not going back.
When do you think they go back?
They still need an O-line.
When do you think they go back?
When they get O-line. And hopefully they still keep their talent. That's hard to do.
So are we talking about 7 years?
No, I wouldn't go that far. Joe is good enough that if you get him a solid tackle or two, you should be straight. You
so, got to so seal the edges. Maybe three, 4 years? I think Patrick Mahomes is not a road. He's on a big roadblock.
What?
I don't think Mahomes is a big roadblock
anymore.
I haven't
been in the AFC Championship game since he's been a quarterback. Pretty much. So you can't say he isn't a roadblock. You really got to go through him. That's like Brady. You had to go through him all the time.
I like Josh Allen more.
Yeah, but the problem with Josh Allen is he doesn't have the moxie of Patrick Mahomes.
True. We'll agree to disagree. We will agree.
It wasn't his fault this year. He did everything he could.
Yeah, he did. I'll give him that. He did everything he possibly could.
That's my point. That dude did everything he could. No interceptions, all touchdowns. They only put like twice in two games, and he couldn't make it. So you can't really get no better than that.
True.
You just need support.
But is the AFC loaded?
Yes. They have all the best young quarterbacks. Mm. They got Lamar, Deshaun, if you ever get over what he's in.
Is this the last Patrick NFC you're going to see a championship in
Herbert? Well, I wouldn't say that because even though the AFC got all the young ones, we got all the wise ones on our side.
Okay.
All the ones with the smarts who've been there before and who know what to do in clutch situations. That's the reason why the NFC will win more.
Where's Aaron Rodgers going?
He's staying.
You think he's staying?
He already said he's going to lock in this year and actually be in the offseason over there and focus. Because he should have done it last year. So I guess he really know that window but to close. Yeah, but so much more MVPs you got, so much more seasons.
Any predictions for the Cowboys? Are you?
you going to be getting y'all.
No, sir.
Bro,
I don't think so.
You're a Giant fan. Y'all don't go anywhere.
I know we won two in the last what?
Yeah, but I'm mind gone. He on Caesar's commercials now. You on Daniel Jones?
Where's your man?
Who Doc is way better than Daniel Jones, bro. You can't.
What have you done for me lately, Cowboy?
He was in the playoffs, Joe. When last y'all been?
We did something when we were there, though.
Nope. Because
the last time
y'all been there, we saw Trey Songz and OBJ in boots on a boat. Since you want to go there. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the last time I saw Victor Cruz, too, besides commercials. So don't do that.
It's been fun. It has been fun. It's been a pleasure to kind of take the dust off the vocals and hit the mic with you guys. You guys have been great. If you want to get in your final thoughts on the season to come or the game or the halftime show or the commercials, you could do it right now. It is 422-4796. Or you could call in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Free for all in the final 5 minutes you could go. Kenny, thank you for joining me today, man.
No problem, man.
This was fun. Yeah. I really enjoyed those commercials as well. when do you think we will spend a buy to do another Super Bowl commercial? Or to do a Super Bowl commercial, let me say that. Do we have $7 to $8 million? I mean, and what would it look like? What would a Bahamas Super Bowl look like?
You got to be something crazy because you know you get a backlash, you spend all that money in the trash.
Mm.
So it got to be something crazy.
Do we try to pull the Mannings in and do a Manning?
You got to get some kind of legends to be over there. Something on the beach somewhere.
Do we pick up the top for Liz and do the Bahamas Liz Super Bowl commercial starring Peyton Manning and Eli Manning next year?
You could go that route, or you could probably pick the best young style, try to get him out, because he probably ain't going to be in the game.
True.
So you get him out there, do something.
Hmm. Food for thought. Anyway, guys, it's been fun. It's been fun, but I have to run. We got news up next. We definitely have news up next. Get back to your regular programming. It was fun. I thought I saw a light just now. But, guys, thank you very much. Kenny, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good evening. Good afternoon.